Good evening, church. Good evening. We're glad that you've chosen to join us this evening for our Wednesday night service and our devotional that we'll have this evening. I want to welcome all of you. Looks like we have several visitors that are with us tonight. We are glad you're here. We thank you for joining our family tonight and for being here with us. I want to welcome all of ours that may be joining us online as well. Please continue to pray for those that are sick, the grieving and the shut-in, especially at this time during the holiday season. The senior youth group will be having a pasta meal in the Lighthouse tonight following services. And also don't forget about the membership cards. This is not to check attendance, but how we can attend to your needs, as Austin says. So if you are visiting with us, though, we'd love for you to fill out a visitor's card so that we can keep track of your attendance and make contact with you and let you know more about Florence Boulevard and our church family here. So thank you for being here tonight. We have a period of short family and devotional and some songs in just a moment.
Good evening. Glad to see everybody out tonight. I promise you there's nothing else better you could be doing this evening than being here. We'll start with number 781. 781. I guess if you like, let's stand as we get started. For all that you've done, I will thank you. For all that you're going to do. For all that you've promised and all that you are is all that has carried me through. Jesus, I thank you. And I thank you, thank you, Lord. And I thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving and setting me free. Thank you for giving your life just for me. How I thank you. Gratefully thank you. Gratefully thank you. Thank you. You may be seated. We'll go to number 470. We'll sing the first and third verses.
I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him. And all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the street of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
All right, we're going to do, I think we've done it before, but I've had numerous requests to do this again. Or to maybe teach it to those who don't know it. It is the new Just As I Am, I Come Broken. The easy part is the verses are just like the Just As I Am that you're familiar with, so we're essentially just adding a chorus. And so we'll sing through it a couple times. I think we've done it here a time or two. So if you know it, sing out. If we need to go back and work on the chorus, we can do that. Only difference is it's pitched a little lower because the chorus does climb, but the Just As I Am part is just as you know it and are familiar with it.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come broken to be mended. I come wounded to be healed. I come desperate to be rescued. I come empty to be filled. I come guilty to be pardoned by the blood of Christ the Lamb. And I'm welcome with open arms, praise God, just as I am. Just as I am, I would be lost, but mercy and grace my freedom bought. And now to glory in thy cross, O Lamb of God, I come. I come broken to be mended. I come wounded to be healed. I come desperate to be rescued. I come empty to be filled. I come guilty to be pardoned by the blood of Christ the Lamb. And I'm welcome with open arms, praise God, just as I am. I come broken to be mended. I come wounded to be healed. I come desperate to be rescued. I come empty to be filled. I come guilty to be pardoned by the blood of Christ the Lamb, and I'm welcome with open arms, praise God, just as I am. Praise God, just as I am.
Awesome. Wonderful. That is a song that gets it right, right there. Let's go to number 21. Number 21, Thou art worthy.
Thou art worthy, great Jehovah. Thou art worthy, mighty God. Thou art worthy, Abba Father. Thou art worthy, Lamb of God.
Same opening, number 20. I don't know if we're familiar with this or not, but it's one line, kind of like the song we just sang. I like these little songs. They're great transition songs. They're easy to add into to a service to transition from one part of worship to the next. We'll go through this one a couple times, sing it.
We worship and adore you, bowing down before you. Songs of praises singing, hallelujahs ringing, adore you, bowing down before you, songs of praises singing, hallelujahs ringing,
last one will be number 230. Number 230. We'll do the first and last verses of this song.
Worthy of praise is Christ our Redeemer, worthy of glory, honor, and power, worthy of all our soul's adoration. Worthy art thou, worthy of riches, blessings, and honor, worthy of wisdom, glory, and power, worthy of earth and heaven's thanksgiving. Worthy art thou, Lord, may we come before thee with singing, filled with thy spirit, wisdom, and power. May we ascribe thee glory and honor. Worthy art thou, worthy of riches, blessings, and honor, worthy of wisdom, glory, and power, worthy of earth and heaven's thanksgiving. Worthy art thou, worthy art thou.
My first song will be 167. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name with hearts full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord my God. Hosanna in the highest. Glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings. Glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings. Lord, we lift up your name with hearts full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord my God, Hosanna in the highest.
The next song will be Holy Ground, numbers 100 and 101.
This is holy ground, we're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is present, and where he is holy. This is holy ground, we're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is present, and where he is holy. You are holy God, a perfect and holy God. We will come before you with hearts made clean by Jesus' blood. You are holy God, a perfect and holy God. We will come before you with hearts made clean by Jesus' blood. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us pray. Standing in his presence on holy ground.
The next song is not in the book. It's All the Way My Savior Leads Me.
All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside?
Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in him to dwell. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. I don't blame you. I don't know all of that from memory either, so it's all good. We'll just go to the... Oh, we found it. Okay. Now, go on to the second verse. Okay. All the way my Savior leads me, cheers each winding path I tread, gives me grace for every trial, feeds me with the living bread. Though my weary steps may falter, and my soul athirst may be, gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. Gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. All the way my Savior leads me, oh, the fullness of his love. Perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When my spirit clothed immortal wings its flight to realms of day, this my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. This my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. The next song will be Sing On Ye Joyful Pilgrims. We'll sing the first and third verse. Sing on, ye joyful pilgrims, nor think the moments long. My faith is heavenward rising with every tuneful song. Lo, on the mount of blessing, the glorious mount I stand, and looking over Jordan, I see the promised land. Sing on, O blissful music, with every note you raise, my heart is filled with rapture, my soul is lost in praise. Sing on, O blissful music, with every note you raise, my heart is filled with rapture, my soul is lost in praise. Sing on, ye joyful pilgrims, the time will not be long, till in our Father's kingdom we swell a nobler song, where those we love are waiting to greet us us on the shore. We'll meet beyond the river, where surges roll no more. Sing on a blissful music, with every note you raise. My heart is filled with rapture, my soul is lost in praise. Sing on a blissful music, with every note you raise. My heart is filled with rapture, my soul is lost in praise. Last song will be Firm Foundation. If you don't care, let's stand up for this song. Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I know I can stand secure. Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I put my hope in your holy word. I put my hope in your holy word. I have a living hope. I have a future. God has a plan for me, of this I'm sure, of this I'm sure. Jesus, you're my firm foundation, I know I can stand secure. Jesus, you're my firm foundation, I put my hope in your holy word. I put my hope in your holy word. Maybe see this.
Nate, if you would find number 377, let's go to that one first. 377. We sang this one the other day, and I led it. And after service, it was brought to my attention that this song is not scriptural, and then I had to look at it, and the gentleman was right. I'd led a song that said that he came just for me, and that's not really true, and there's nothing in the Bible that says so. The intent, I'm sure, of the author was for everybody to sing just me, meaning all of us, right? But we can fix this by just changing that one word where it says, just me will sing for you and me. And then it fixes it for everybody, right? For both you and me, Christ did die. It's a new song. We'll see what we can do. No palace, no jewels, no kingdom to rule, no crowns of majesty, no throne and no robe, no silver, no gold, no courts of royalty. Yet the King of Kings left heaven to become a lowly man. He left all heaven's glory to fulfill his Father's plan. He still came for you and me. He still came, knowing all he would endure. He still came, disregarding every cost, from the manger to the cross. He still came for you and me. He still came. We'll do the first verse again. No palace, no jewels, no kingdom to rule, no crown of majesty. No throne and no robe, no silver, no gold, no course of royalty. Yet the King of Kings left heaven to become a lowly man. He left all heaven's glory to fulfill his Father's plan. He still came for you and me. He still came, knowing all he would endure. He still came, disregarding every cost. From the manger to the cross, he still came for you and me. He still came. No family, no friends to help at the end. No out, no substitute. Much pain and much hurt to give love and worth. He bore our sin and grief. Yet the hope of what he offered, so I weighed what must be done. He chose to be my victor and assured my pardon won. He still came for you and me. He still came, knowing all he would endure. He still came, disregarding every cost. From the manger to the cross, he still came for you and me. He still came. Now sing number 226. Come the fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, calls for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming throngs above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I've come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart. Oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. Just like to take a note for those that may not know, especially young people. Here I raise my Ebenezer. We've kind of changed that word over the years. We're not talking about Scrooge. We're talking about a stone, kind of like a memorial. Here they raised a memorial. It's the idea of the Ebenezer. Number 483. Is it for me, dear Savior, thy glory and thy rest?
for me so weak and sinful. Oh, shall I be so blessed? Oh, Savior, my Redeemer, what can I but adore and magnify and praise Thee and love Thee evermore? Is it for me Thy gracious enter in? For me Thy come, ye blessed, for me so full of sin. Oh, Savior, my Redeemer, what can I but adore and magnify and praise Thee and love Thee evermore? I'll be with blessed Savior, my heart is at Thy feet. I bless Thee and I love Thee, and Thee I long to meet. Oh, Savior, my Redeemer, what can I but adore and magnify and praise Thee and love Thee evermore? I'll be with Thee forever and never grieve Thee more. Dear Savior, I must praise Thee and love Thee evermore. Oh, Savior, my Redeemer, what can I but adore and magnify and praise Thee and love Thee evermore? We'll now sing number 474. 474. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Thank you, Lord, making me whole and saving my soul. I want to thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Let us all with one sing praises. Praise Him all day. I want to thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Please reveal your will for me so I can serve you eternity. Use my life in every way. Take the today. I want to thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul.
Number 742. 742. This being Thanksgiving time of the year, you know, we can be thankful every day, but hopefully we especially at this time think about all the many blessings that God has given us.
When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Cross seem heavy, you are called to bear. Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Song of invitation be number 912.
Good evening. No, I'm just kidding. Austin's traveling. I hope that he's had safe travels. Excited to be here with you tonight. Thankful to be here with you tonight. I've got about 5 minutes. That's a lot. That's not a lot of time to cover 66 books. We better get to it. No, I am. I am incredibly thankful for so much. But for the sake of time, we will move through and get to the most important things, which is Scripture and our message for tonight. But I just want to let you know we are so thankful to be here with this family, this church family. So those of you who are visiting, I hope you had safe travels here. And those of you who are gone and visiting with other family, we hope that you have safe travels as well. But we're going to go ahead and get started with Psalm 51. There's a couple that came to mind, and I will try to be brief, but I do want to read at least a section of Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart. purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Wow. How many of us relate with that tonight? So many. The things in the words that stand out to me is the heart, the secret, that secret place. And when I was thinking about the word thankful, it brought up these other words like sarcasm. Any of y'all ever seen sarcasm? You can say thanks but not mean it. But what's interesting is when I was thinking about this word thankful, I was like, well, where does that come from? It comes from our heart. It comes from inside of us in that secret place where we can put on the show, say, oh, thank you so much, and turn away and then show a completely different side in our heart. God sees the heart. How many of y'all have a story? Every single person here, right? Everybody has a testimony. I don't know where this came from. I'm sure someone else said it. Have you ever heard the saying that there's a test in every testimony? There's a test in every testimony. So every one of us has a story on how we came to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But the question is, in there, what trials are you going through that other people don't see? What tests have you been through? Everybody posts the good pictures, right? Everybody posts the good pictures. But what about those times in our lives where we're facing trials, right? Thanksgiving just comes and we're just instantly, that's our hall pass for one day to just put everything else aside and be thankful. Or does being thankful come from something deeper than that? An understanding that we're pilgrims passing through, understanding that God is this awesome creator and has blessed us so incredibly specifically with a plan of salvation. What a gift. We all can be thankful for that. There are many who are facing devastation. But one thing that we can all unite together and agree on is that God made a plan. And we all have access to this plan. Remember your story. The peaks, the valleys, the face plants. Instagram is just, it seems like it's just a part of life these days. It's how I help communicate with a youth group. I was doing some research, and it says that on Instagram, more than 500 million people watch stories every day. So you can take a clip from your day and post it on there. 500 million people watch stories. We're people who are fascinated with each other's stories. How often do we share our story with Christ? Is it a reflection? I have this illustration that I'm going to share. It's an illustration that Ted Burleson shared with me, and it's about this illustration that shows grace and mercy, and I think it's a fantastic illustration. He said, you know how young boys, when they're walking down a sidewalk and there's a worm, you know where this is going. Boom. Why? Because they deserve it. Because they're a worm. And because I'm the king. Little boy comes up upon an earthworm. And so what he explained was, which I just think is so fascinating, mercy is stepping over the worm and allowing it to live on. Grace is kneeling down and picking it up off of that hot pavement and setting it in the grass. How many of us tonight are that worm? I think a lot of us. What's so interesting is I was having that discussion with a sergeant of mine, I don't know how many years ago, And it came back into my mind, and you know what? We had had that discussion somewhere on the street. He texted me. Last year, I searched it on my message bar. And on August the 2nd, 2020, at 11:28 a.m., because your phones are tracking you, he texted me, and he said, and I quote, "Just saved a worm stuck in the middle of my driveway in the sun." A grown man, on his own time, when no one is watching, knelt down and rescued a worm. But I think that that's the power of grace and mercy. I think that that's the power of God's love. And so I ask you, what is your story? If your life is not a story of grace and redemption and mercy and transformation, what's holding you back? That's the question. What's holding you back? Because God went the distance. Not only did he not ultimately destroy us, because I know that I deserve the earthworm's death. Not only did he step over me, but he also sent his son to die for me. And Jesus went the distance for every single person here. Colossians 3:14 says, "And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you are called in one body. And be thankful." Thank you for your time, but I do encourage you to ask yourself that question. Do some reflection and think about your story, the pitfalls, the trials, the mountain peaks. And again, I urge you, if you have not experienced Jesus' love and compassion and grace and mercy, do not let anything hold you back getting to Jesus and experiencing that salvation. It may seem like a long way, but it's not in comparison. It's not in comparison to the eternity that we'll all spend together worshiping God forever with no pain and no sickness and no death. Thankful for that. Thankful for Jesus. I'm thankful for you. And if you need anything tonight, please resolve it as we stand and as we sing.
Days are filled with sorrow and care. Hearts are lonely and drear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is very near. Cast your care on Jesus today, leave your worry and fear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is very near. Troubled soul, the Savior can see every heartache and tear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is very near.
Please remain standing. I want to thank you all for coming out tonight. Hasn't been wonderful to be here. Been a nice evening to worship God, to see one another. We pray that everybody has an enjoyable holiday season, they'll meet with family and friends and loved ones, and that we remember God always, and that if the Lord will, that we come back again Sunday morning. We'll sing number 103. 103.
I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day.
Dear Lord, thankful is an understatement for how we feel about you and your grace, your mercy, your redeeming blood of your Son that you sent, your transformation that you do in our lives, and your love. I pray, Lord, that during this time and season of thankfulness that we set apart in our year, that we don't take it for granted. And not just at this point of our lives, but for the rest of our lives. That we never take you or your Son for granted. We're thankful for your attributes, your many qualities, and those things that you do to glorify yourself through us, Lord. We pray that we become your vessel. Please forgive all of our many sins. And thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.